God is moving on the streets.
If we can touch that one gang member with that one word, we can reach entire gangs. We can reach entire cities.
We, the people of God, are going to bring the light into the darkness.
They're like sheep without a shepherd.
They don't know him yet.
A lot of times they feel trapped.
Anyone that's growing in light is going to have an increasing heart for those who are in darkness.
Go in his power and in his love and demonstrate who he is.
I say few people made a believer out of me.
We send them out two by two.
To a wounded and dying world. Not to condemn, but to love.
Know his love, man. He really loves you.
The dead raised, the sick healed. Devils cast out in great measure, the poor looked after, and it should be normal Christianity.
God's heart burns for the lost,
and he wants us to take the prophetic to the streets.
Welcome to Extreme Prophetic. My name is Patricia King, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's program. It's all about the gift of tongues, power tongues, that's it, and how it can be a doorway into the supernatural for you. Join me as well as James Gall for the entire program. Welcome to Insights. I have a very good friend of mine on the set today. It's James Gall. It's wonderful to have you here.
Great.
Not only a friend, but an advisor for our ministry.
That's
so
right.
So we love you. And today we're going to talk about power tongues.
That's awesome. I already love it.
Anyways, I want to open up with a scripture out of Mark 16 and verse 17. Jesus says this. He said, "These signs will follow those who have believed in my name. They'll cast out devils. And they will speak with new tongues."
Awesome.
Now, you've got a lot of insight on power tongues.
I love the way you put that together, power tongues.
Yeah.
Because it's not just speaking in another language. There's a purpose for the language.
That's right.
That's given, and it's for the purpose of filling ourselves up with the power of God to release impact into people's lives. But one of the first people that gets impacted is me. I get impacted
by
the gift of tongues. Yay me. Yay Jesus and yay me. I get to get charged up.
It says in 1 Corinthians 14,
it says, "He who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God." It says, "But in his spirit he speaks mysteries." And that's verse 2. In verse 4 it says, "For he speaks in a tongue, edifies." The word means to build up, to charge up. It's like you got a battery.
That's
just
right.
Like a car.
Yeah.
And you gotta like keep that battery charged up. That's what one of the scriptural values, actually 20 scriptural values of speaking in tongues.
Wow.
I've studied this out for years. Every verse in the Bible, like out of the book of Isaiah, that they will speak with stammering lips and another tongue while I speak to this people. And it says, and a refreshing will be given.
Yeah.
You know, some people do Wrigley spearmint gum and some people do coffee for but my have a power break I take. And I do a 15-minute power shake in tongues, okay?
You know, James, Jesus spoke to Nicodemus about the whole born-again experience.
He said,
"That which is born of the Spirit is spirit." So it's our spirit man that's born again.
That's
so when
right.
we pray in tongues, that spiritual life, that new life
that's
in
right.
Jesus gets built up.
It says
in 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, "If any man is in Christ, he is a new creation.
That's right.
Old things have passed away, all things become new." So that's what gets built up, is that new man.
And that's what I'm referring to, like the bad. That's the heart or the spirit, the inner being of the person.
Yep.
And we give out and we got to charge ourselves back up. And so he who speaks in a tongue edifies, builds up, charges up the battery of his faith. And this is one of the greatest tools that there is. Not only do you build yourself up with faith, but also Jude, the little book of Jude, the 20th verse says, "Therefore, my beloved, keeping yourselves in the love
of
God by praying in the Holy Ghost," praying in the Spirit, and power tongues is one of these expressions.
Exactly.
So not only do you get more power, not only do you keep yourself in faith, but you get to keep yourself supernaturally in the love of Jesus.
Yeah, and then it says building yourself up in your most holy faith.
That's right.
That's the faith of Jesus.
That's absolutely
the same
right.
faith that Jesus operated in his earthly ministry, we get to operate in, and tongues builds that up.
And it's not only, see, this kind of thing of like, say, some people think, well, it's all up to God. Well, that verse in Jude 20 and 21 says, building yourselves up.
Yep.
So that shows personal responsibility. So all of you out there who have already had this release of this wonderful, glorious gift of speaking in tongues, praying in the Spirit, worshiping, magnifying God, I tell you, charge yourself up.
Yeah.
Keep yourself in the love of God.
Yeah.
Keep yourself in faith. Edify yourself. Go for it.
You know, James, when I first got filled with the Spirit, mm-hmm. I was able to go to some training on the gifts of the Spirit. Mary Goddard, my mentor in the things of the Spirit, taught so
in
such an excellent way. But she drew out to us, out of the Scriptures, all the benefits of speaking
That's
in tongues
great.
And, of course, edifying yourself. Well, I caught on to that, and I went into my prayer closet some days, 6-8 hours a day, never less than an hour a day.
Yeah.
And supernatural things began to
That's
take
right.
place. Revelation started
That's
to come.
Right.
The mysteries of the
That's
kingdom
right.
of God came into my understanding, but I know that they were released by tongues. And I get these divine appointments. I'd pray
Absolutely.
In tongues for 2 or 3 hours, go outside
That's
onto
right.
the streets, and then find that I had all these divine appointments leading people to Jesus, but it was fueled, I
That's
believe,
right.
through the tongues.
See, I had the Lord speak to me some years ago, and this is all part of practicing the presence mm-hmm. of God, but part of this for me is the gift of tongues. And people today kind of want to know, well, how do you get all those dreams, or how do you get that revelation, or whatever? I'll give you one of my secrets of moving in the supernatural. He told me years ago, he said, if you will pray in the gift of tongues for 2 hours in one setting, he said, I will give you the Spirit of revelation.
Wow.
Now, the Holy Spirit, Jesus and the Father, knew exactly what they were saying and who they were saying it to, mm-hmm. and they're great fishermen. So they threw out bait, and I looked at this like a good trout, and I went, whoa, I want the revelation. And I went, so what did I do?
Because I wanted... You prayed in tongues for 2 hours.
You did it. But what I had to do at first, I clocked myself. I had a stopwatch because I couldn't
thing.
Do it.
15 minutes. After 15 minutes. After 15 minutes, I thought I prayed for 4 hours. I looked, I thought, oh my gosh, it's only 15 minutes.
And I would clock 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And I would take a little break. I'd come back and I'd clock 15 more. And in that day, that's how I built it up. Build up yourself. So I would get then 2 hours, but it wasn't in one setting.
Right.
And his word was, when you do this, now, that was a word to me. That doesn't mean necessarily that's your word, but it was a tool that he gave me. And then I built myself up to where then 2 hours in one setting, that wasn't work. That was a privilege. And I started doing it 68 hours,
yeah.
six to eight, singing in the Spirit.
Yeah.
Worshiping in the Spirit. And that's where it says in verse 13, therefore let one who speaks in a tongue pray that he may interpret. I will pray in a tongue, and my spirit prays, but my mind is unfruitful. So what is the outcome then? Verse 15, I shall pray with the Spirit, and I shall pray with the mind. I will sing with the Spirit. Verse 15, chapter 14, 1 Corinthians. I will pray with the mind, I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the mind. Also, another translation will say, with the understanding.
Yeah. You know, a lot of times once you get started, it becomes almost mechanical that you find yourself waking up in the middle of the night and you're praying
absolutely.
In tongues. My husband tells me that he wakes up in the night and hears me praying in tongues.
I believe
but
it.
It's just from like habit, you know.
It is.
You get in there and you start praying in tongues and you're fueled within.
That's right.
And it just keeps you fueled. So without
it does.
The, you know, throughout the day, you just keep going in and out of it.
And it says right here, see, the Spirit prays.
Yeah.
Well, see, the Holy Spirit never goes to sleep.
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome? That's why where it speaks in the Scriptures that he'll give to his beloved even in their sleep.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit never goes to sleep. And our spirit man is the place where God's spirit is in union with our spirit. So when you kick into this
gear.
And
then your spirit prays.
That's
and
right.
your spirit is a the eternal rest because
That's
it's
right.
inside of Christ.
Oh, I
it's
love
marvelous.
That.
You know, you took your little breaks. I didn't. I just pushed through.
Oh, I breaks there first.
About 15 minutes. Oh, my gosh. Oh, how am I ever going to make an hour? Because for me, I only had to pray an hour.
Yeah.
You had to pray more.
I had to pray too.
You know. But anyways, it was 1 hour. God told me the same thing.
That's
he said,
amazing.
If you'll pray an hour a day, supernatural things will start to happen
Absolutely.
In your life. And it's true. But at that 15 minutes, we just kept pressing through, pressing through, pressing through. Finally made the hour. But then later on, months later, it was easy. Yeah. An hour went by so fast.
Oh, and singing in the Spirit, for me, that's just one of the keys. It's just like oils it. Oils the machinery that takes it from mechanics into relationship. Folks, listen. This is not about mechanics. This is a living relationship with Jesus and our Father in the power of the Holy Spirit. And He gives us these gifts today. They're not toys, but they're tools of the kingdom. Mm-hmm. And this is just one of them. I want to challenge all of you who are watching last night and are watching, and you already have a manifestation of this, kick it up into another gear. Mm-hmm. Just bring it up into another place. The Holy Spirit wants to empower you even now to receive new levels of faith, new levels of revelation, and new levels of even rest that comes by Shataba Kaba Shobo. Come on.
We're going to take a break and we'll come right back. You won't want to miss it.
Patricia King, Bill Johnson, Keith Miller, Stacy Campbell, James and Michael Ann Gall, Joshua Mills, Charlie Robinson, Paul Keith Davis, Robert Stern, David Hogan, Jill Austin, and many more will be coming together for the Gathering of the Year. Patricia King and the Extreme Team invite you to attend Growing in the Supernatural 2, Phoenix, Arizona, August 8th through the 11th.
Well, we're back with James Gall talking about power tongues, and we're going to hear some great testimonies in God Talk today. And so, James, you just came back from Guatemala, and something outstanding happened. You were just sharing the testimony with me in the green room. I love it.
Yeah.
And I want you to share that testimony. It'll amaze people.
That's great. Hey, I have the privilege, like Patricia does and a lot of other people, to travel to different nations. And I've been in Guatemala, and now this testimony is from a couple of years ago. And I had this time, I was meeting with this apostolic team of leaders, and they brought them together from all of the different nations they're in. And so I just felt that I was supposed to lead this whole group of these radical, hungry leaders. And I said, now let's all just pray out loud in the Spirit together out loud for 15 minutes. So we started doing that. And then things started, the atmosphere started shifting. You can feel it. It's a culture, the atmosphere, it starts shifting. And then I start shifting in my gift of tongues from more of a devotional place to an intercessory place to this warrior place. And it's like, maybe it's like where it's a gift of faith that gets mingled in with the gift of tongues. And I am just in this declaring place in the Spirit. And after being in there, we went way past 15 minutes. That's just to get us going.
Yeah.
And then the apostolic...
You're getting revved up.
That's exactly like charging the battery. But we went into this declaration place in the Spirit. And then the apostolic leader stops me and says, do you know what you're doing? And I said, well, I thought I did. I didn't say that. Well, says, no, what? He says, do you know you're speaking in two languages right now that I recognize? I said, no, what is it? He says, what am I saying? And he said, you're speaking in Korean. And this gentleman was on like Dr. Cho's like church growth board. And he said, you're speaking in Korean, and then you're speaking in an Ishul Indian native language of the mountain tribal people of Guatemala.
Wow.
And I said, well, what am I saying? He says, you keep saying over and over and over and over, Lord, 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 tell my people, tell my people, tell my people, it's time for them to enter in. Tell my people, it's time for them to enter into my presence. So there were some people that was there that was knew this language. They were East Jewel people. The next couple of days later, it's the World Congress on Revival, and Rodney Howard Brown, Steve Hill, Cindy Jacobs, leaders from Brazil, myself, and we were all there. And I get up there on the platform again, and this thing gets reactivated in me. And I start just going for it. Now, there were several thousand people that were there. And I just shifted gears out of natural knowledge into Holy Spirit flow.
Wow.
And I got into this again. And I'm just in this declarative mode. And about 100, these little short, less than 5 feet tall, people start running from the audience up to the front because they were Ishul Indians who understood the language. And the Holy Spirit just came and plastered this group. And was an apostolic declaration was happening. It's time to enter in. And it was an apostolic declaration that was going out to these indigenous peoples that God was going to visit them in those remote regions of the earth. And I tell you, that wasn't a word just for Guatemala. That wasn't just a power tongue encounter for the Ishul Indians. God's got an apostolic message, and He is restoring to us the power of the gift of tongues today. And He wants us to use that as part of the breaker anointing to be able to go and break open regions. I tell you, go on prayer walks in your area. Mm-hmm. Go in praise walks. Just go and use the gift of tongues to help break open the atmosphere like what happened there in Guatemala.
You know, the supernatural realm is so awesome. I love the supernatural kingdom of God and the operations of the Spirit, and to get to know Holy Spirit in all those different ways and the way He flows. And I remember something similar was a number of years ago. We used to work down in Tijuana, Mexico, and we had a mission center there. And I used to always use interpreters. I didn't speak Spanish, although I tried to learn it, but I'm not that great. I'm not that great at languages, but especially when you use interpreters, you lean on them more
than
you should. But anyways, this one day we went to our assigned place where we were to be ministering in a church service in a little hovel church, and our interpreter never showed. So I assumed that we wouldn't be able to do very much, and I was going to have the local pastor there actually do the meeting. And then the Spirit of God spoke to me. He said, no, you go do it, but just get up there and preach in tongues.
Wow, awesome.
Not like just speak in tongues, but preach in tongues. And so I got up there in front of the group, and I just started preaching in tongues. I didn't know what I said, but I know it was effective.
That's awesome.
All of a sudden, I must have had an altar call, because everyone was coming forward, and they were crying and lifting their hands up to Jesus, and they were really being touched. I don't know to this day what I said, but I know it was good, and I know that people were surrendered to the Lord. Now, what was interesting was the day before that, I'd been in this place where we were staying, which is in, you know, this little real poor area. Mm-hmm. I'd been peeling potatoes because I was cooking dinner that night for the team, and I felt the Holy Spirit tell me to go out and just speak in tongues in front of this little Mexican woman that was there. And we had known her for a year, but I couldn't dialogue with her because of the language barrier. Yeah. He said, go out and just speak in tongues to her. So I went out and spoke in tongues, and she looked so surprised. And she started speaking to me in Spanish as if I could understand her. And I said, I don't understand. And but I just started preaching in it at that point. I kept speaking in tongues until our interpreter came back, because I thought, I wonder if I'm saying something that, you know, can be understood. And the interpreter said, yes, I can understand what you're saying. You're saying, like, Jesus is Savior, and He is the Lord, and He's the healer, and there's no one like Him. And I was exalting Jesus in tongues. So the next day, when I went before that group of people, the Lord had seasoned me through this experience the day before. So even though I didn't understand at all what I was saying that day, I knew that it was good because of what had happened the day before.
And the fruit was good. And some of the people are out there going, well, I don't know about all of this. Listen, you ask the Father in Jesus' name, and the Holy Spirit will only give you the real thing. And so be simple in your heart, in faith, and believe when you ask, you won't get a serpent, a scorpion,
That's
or
right.
a snake. You'll get the Father's pleasure, and He only gives good gifts to His children.
Exactly. And you know, I really believe that tongues, if you spend a lot of time birthing tongues,
That's right.
you'll also birth the mysteries of the kingdom
That's
into
right.
your understanding, and power miracles and divine appointments. I know that when I used to pray in tongues a lot, I would get divine appointments. I'd go out after that. And sometimes I never felt built up. It says in the scripture, pray in tongues, you'll get edified. Mm-hmm. But you don't always feel edified, do you?
That's true.
I just would feel normal.
That's right.
But then when I would go out shopping whatever, right then, all of a sudden, these divine appointments come. You lead people to Jesus. So you can see the fruit of that ministry in tongues.
Yeah, the fruit shows that it's real. And this is for today. You know, Patricia and I are both getting stirred right now, almost like the Holy Spirit challenging us to not that we ever left this place, but like reactivate it, go back into it. I want to release that challenge out to all of you who are out there watching and listening right now. You maybe have this developed in a certain area, or maybe it's been more developed at one point in time. Go for it again. It is a part of the breaker anointing. It'll help release greater miracles, greater flow, greater revelation, and a greater testimony of the man Christ Jesus.
So let's just go for it. I know that I'm being really led to just, you know, kumashanda as much as I can right now, because it's a new season, a season in the supernatural.
That's right.
So why don't you lock into that too, because it's being offered to you by the Holy Spirit.
Do you desire anointed teaching, prayer, impartation, and prophetic words that speak personally to your heart? Would you like an online shopping mall that can resource your life with life-impacting teachings? All of this and more can be found on extremeprophetic.com. Visit us today online. Everything on the site is available to you on demand to facilitate your own lifestyle and scheduling.
Destiny Words are prophetic words of encouragement from the heart of God just for you.
I'm sensing that a number of you are watching the program right now and you're all stirred, but you're thinking, but how do I do this? How do I do this? How do I get this kind of release? And basically, it's just by inviting the Father to fill you with the Holy Spirit and realizing that the gift of tongues is inherent in the Spirit. So when you have Him, you have them. And it's a matter of releasing them by faith. But just so that you can be encouraged, we do have a whole CD teaching on tongues. You can get it on our website. And I know that James has some materials on our website and on his own that you can get further teaching on this subject. But it's really easy. It's just a matter of saying, Father, I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I receive that infilling. I ask to be released in the gift of tongues that is within me. And then releasing yourself. Give Him your voice. Give Him your tongue. Give Him your mouth. And begin to just step out in faith and speak. You will do the speaking. The Holy Spirit isn't going to speak through you, but He will inspire the utterance. But you have to do the speaking. You have to yield your body. That's it, just like that.
That's right.
And so that's for many of you that are watching right now. And just be encouraged, for you will receive that gift.
Hey, I have something I want to share with you. One of the very first times that I had one of these supernatural encounters where the Holy Spirit fell sovereignly in a room, and I opened up the door and the Holy Spirit fell. But the people started like going, oh gosh, I just don't know that this is for today, or this is God, or God doesn't want to really give that to me, does He? Because they were from cessationist backgrounds. It means they didn't believe the gifts of the Spirit for today. And so I'm sitting there praying and I'm pondering, because the Holy Spirit was doing such awesome stuff. And I'm reminded of this for some of you who are watching right now. And he gave me a phrase, and he said to me, I give this to those who need it. Now I'm pondering on that, but the problem was these people didn't think they needed it. Isn't that always the barrier? But here's the deal. Pray then that you get a revelation of your dependency on God for whatever it is that He wants for you to have. And so right now, I speak over those of you who are out there kind of debating and arguing, and you're going, but I don't need it. I tell you what, you want everything that God's got for you. And I just pray for you right now that you'll have a revelation of your dependency upon God. And out of that place, you're just going to go, oh, I surrender. I want any and everything that the Lord has for me. And if this is a part of that, oh, overcome me, fill me up in the realm of the overflow for Jesus Christ's sake.
There's a woman watching the program. Your name is Janice, and you have been doing exactly what we've been talking about, and you're just flipped out from saying, I've been doing that. I've been praying for hours in tongues. And the Lord says, Janice, the reward of your diligence is about to hit you really hard. You're going to have supernatural encounters. You're going to feel the closeness of God to you. You're going to sense His love in greater ways than you ever have before. The Word of God is going to be magnified to you with revelation from the Word that you've never even seen before. You are ready to enter into an amazing season.
That's awesome. I believe there's a man named Thomas. There might be several Thomases. And you've been faithful in like a devotional manner in this realm of the spirit of in with tongues. But I just say to you, you've got an intercessory call on your life, young Thomas. And there's an Evelyn, and there's a Deborah, and there's Malone is your last name. But you are now graduating up to another level from devotional tongues, and it's an intercessory anointing, and it's coming upon you right now in the name of Jesus. Receive right now another manifestation of intercessory gift of tongues so that you can be effective in your life and ministry.
There's someone watching from a hospital bed. I think that you're on your computer or something, and you're in bed, you're weak because of an accident that you had, and you're in the hospital recovering, and you're just watching this program, and you're thinking, wow, maybe I should get close to God. And the Lord says, of course you should get close to Him. He loves you to bits. But He's going to touch you right now. In fact, right now, you're starting to feel His touch. There it is, right there. It's like a weight of His peace and His love is covering you. It's actually going right down from the top of your head, and you're starting to sense a change in the atmosphere in the room right now. And the Lord says, that is Him.
Yeah.
He's drawing you to Himself. And if you call out to the name of Jesus, it says, everyone that calls out to the name of Jesus shall be saved. And even the reason behind that accident, and I won't mention any more about it, but the reason behind that accident, the Lord's going to lift the guilt. He's going to lift everything off of you because He loves you and He wants to draw you to Himself.
Become a Breaker Team member today and partner with us in God's media army and harvest teams through your monthly financial gift of $30 or more. As a partner, you are prayed for every day by skilled intercessors on our team. You receive special gifts, reduced registration fees, and exclusive privileges during many Extreme Prophetic sponsored events. As a Breaker Team financial partner, you receive the Breaker anointing that rests upon Extreme Prophetic. Partner with us today and join the Extreme Prophetic family.
Glory to God. I just love praying in tongues. And you know, there's all different kinds of tongues that you can pray in. And the more you step out, the more gets unfolded. But I just want to spend the next few minutes with you just praying in tongues. Why don't you join with me? Some warfare tongues. How about rejoicing and praise tongues? Haliana makiana. Hubarianda bokobrata haya. Yetahanda da dianda bokobranda bakada bashete. You know, the Bible says that when you pray in tongues, you're proclaiming the mysteries of the kingdom of God. And those mysteries get released and revelation begins to come. So why don't you get encouraged right now and go and spend an hour or so just storming in tongues? We'll be right back.